Let's pray our Lord. God, we pray. God, we thanks on you, my God. We thanks for everyone who's here on this beautiful Sunday, God. And I just pray for our Lord, God, good everywhere, every church, God, help every people who are in hospital. God, be with them, comfort God, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Faustine. Today, as we share our life together as a church, we are focusing on Exodus 19 and 20. And Amos and Drew will be preaching a sermon about Torah as a way of life. But to do that, we want to affirm and repent together. And so focusing on the Ten Commandments that were given in Exodus 20, we want to use them as a way to confess together what we need to, what we have hidden from God, we want to bring out into the light. And so together, Jeremy and I will be reading the non-bolded part, and together we'll all respond with, "Lord, have mercy on us and incline our hearts to keep this law." We'll be doing this a little bit slowly so that we can enter into a reflective experience together.
And God spoke all these words, saying, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law.
You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children of the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law."
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
Honor your mother and your father. Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law.
You shall not murder.
Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law.
You shall not commit adultery.
Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law.
You shall not steal.
Incline our hearts to keep this law.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this law.
You shall not covet.
Lord, have mercy upon us and write all these laws on your hearts. We beseech thee.
And now we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. And now before the Cambodians go to their sermon in Khmer and the children to their Sunday school, we have a brief announcement from Tim and Charlita. And also the Race or Reconciliation Group.
So, we as the Racial Reconciliation Group, plus Mike, who couldn't be here today, have an announcement to share with you all on behalf of this group, and I'll be reading that. So it's with a sad heart, the Living Water Racial Reconciliation Group has decided to disband as a formal group with regular meetings. We are grateful for the participation of many Living Water folks over the past nearly 2 years. We have had some probing discussions and prayed passionate prayers together. God's work of racial reconciliation within our church body and community remains to be a work in progress, and we have come to a decision as a group that it is a critical task that we should take on, should be taken up by the entire congregation rather than just a small group. We pray that this fire will continue to burn within the hearts of many others who are led to take up the cross. May God bless our church. If there are any questions or comments, please see any of us or Mike Benson. Thank you.
Amen. Well, because prayer is always good, pray with me. Lord, we receive your tender care for us, and we receive your passionate heart for reconciliation. And we pray for your blessing on all those members of the Racial Reconciliation Group. And we pray for your blessing on our church as we embrace your call for our body, for our neighborhood, for our world. We look to you. Lead us in the ways that you want us to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Almost on time for the Cambodian class to be dismissed and then also for the children to be dismissed to their Sunday school. I do want to say the high schoolers, I guess, had an open house scheduled. That has been postponed. And the folks from Lombard Mennonite Church will be joining them. And that's going to be across the street. So bring a jacket. All right. Let's sing in a round. Go now in peace, go now in peace. Middle schoolers are having open house right now.
For the junior high, the parents are also were supposed to go with their kids. That was scheduled today.
Open house.
Yeah.
Yes. That's at the Francis. Middle schoolers open house. It's for the folks, the parents. Yeah. Next time. All right. I would like to invite Drew and Amos up, who are going to be giving the teaching today. Let's pray. for these guys. Lord, thank you so much for Amos and for Drew and for the time that they have put into preparing these words to deliver to us that come from you. Lord, you have given us the words with which to say you are Lord, regardless of the language. And we pray for understanding. We pray for your message to get through to us, to each and every person in this meeting house today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters. We're going to do something a little bit different today. I'll give you instructions on that in a minute. But first, I want to make sure you all know that today's scripture passage is Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. I'm going to read that in English right now, and then Amos is going to read that in Nepalese. It says this. Whoops. It was there for a second. Okay. Then God spoke all these words. This is Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of their parents to the third and even the fourth generations of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses his name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or male or female slave or ox or donkey or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
आजको वचनको खण्ड चाहिँ प्रस्थान 20 को 1 देखि 17 तपाईहरुसँग बाइबल छ तपाई पल्टाउन सक्नुहुन्छ म पढ्न गइरहेको छु यसै लेखिएको छ अनि यी सब कुरा परमेश्वरले भन्नुभयो म परम प्रभु तिमीहरूका परमेश्वर हुँ जसले तिमीहरूलाई मिश्र देश अर्थात् दासत्वको देशबाट निकालेर ल्याए म बाहेक अरू कुनै देवता देवीहरू नमान्नु आफ्ना निम्ति खोपेर कुनै किसिमको मूर्ति नबनाउनु माथि आकाश अथवा तल पृथ्वी वा तल पानीमा भएको कुनै कुराको आकारको प्रतिमूर्ति नबनाउनु तिनीहरूका सामु ननिउरिनु तिनीहरूको पूजा नगर्नु किनकि म परम प्रभु तिमीहरूका परमेश्वर डहा गर्ने परमेश्वर हुँ मेरो अवहेलना गर्ने पिता पुर्खाका अधर्मको दण्ड उहाँहरूका सन्तानहरूलाई उनीहरूका तेस्रो र चौथो पुस्तासम्म दिनेछु तर मलाई प्रेम गर्ने र मेरा आज्ञाहरू पालन गर्नेहरूका हजारौँ पुस्तामाथि म कृपा गर्नेछु परम प्रभु आफ्ना परमेश्वरको नाउँ व्यर्थमा नलिनु किनकि उहाँको नाउँ व्यवस्था मा लिनेहरूलाई परम प्रभुले निरपराध ठहराउनु हुने छैन सवा दिन पवित्र मान्नुपर्छ भनी याद राख्नु छ दिनसम्म परिश्रम गरेर आफ्ना सबै काम गर्नु तर सातौँ चाहिँ दिन परम प्रभु तिमीहरूका परमेश्वरको निम्ति सवा दिन हो त्यसमा तिमीहरूले काम नगर्नु न त आफ्नो छोरा वा छोरले न कमरा कमलले न गाई वस्तुले न मूल ढोकाभित्र भएको परदेशले केही काम गरोस् किनकि म दिनमा परमप्रभुले आकाश पृथ्वी समुद्र र तिनमा भएका सबै थोक बनाउनु भयो तर सातौँ दिन चाहिँ विश्राम गर्नुभयो त्यसकारण परमप्रभुले सवा दिनलाई आशिष दिनुभयो त्यसलाई पवित्र गर्नुभयो आफ्ना बाबु र आमालाई आदर गर कि जुन देश तिमीहरूलाई परमप्रभु आफ्ना परमेश्वर दिनुहुन्छ त्यहाँ तिमीहरूको आयु लामो होस् हत्या नगर्नु व्यभिचार नगर्नु चोरी नगर्नु आफ्नो छिमेकीको विरुद्धमा झुटो गवाही नदिनु आफ्नो छिमेकीका घरको लालचा नगर्नु आफ्नो छिमेकीकी स्वाहनीको लालचा नगर्नु आफ्नो छिमेकीको कमरा कमारी गोरु गधा वा त्यसको कुनै पनि थोकको लालचा नगर्नु
Amen. This morning, Amos and I are going to do something a little different. We're going to tag team preach together on the giving of the law to Moses and the people of God on Mount Sinai. Frankly, I've been feeling a little convicted as a preacher here at Living Water Community Church. Every time I preach, I'm always aware that there is a group of people in our congregation that can't understand anything that I'm saying. And at some point, as we experiment with what it means to be a multicultural church, each language group is going to have to let go of its power and pray the prayer, Lord, make us into a new creation. So this morning is a bit of an experiment in letting go of that English-centered linguistic power. It is an experiment in praying the prayer in hopes that God will form us into that new creation. But moreover, I think it is appropriate that Amos and I preach this sermon together, because God's ultimate vision with the giving of the law was that one day a people of all nations would worship Yahweh together and embody this law as a way of life. And if I have this place right and understand what we're about, I think that's what we're striving to be. So I'm honored this morning, Amos, to give this sermon with you as a symbol of God's vision for the world. So this morning, here's what will happen. I will preach for 1 to 2 minutes, and then Amos will preach for 1 to 2 minutes. And he is not translating my sermon. He is giving his own sermon to the Nepalese community here at Living Water. So as Amos preaches, I invite you English speakers to reflect silently, but also to pray silently that God will bring new creation to our community here in this neighborhood.
आजको बिहान चाहिँ अनि ड्रु र म भएर चाहिँ ड्रुले इङ्ग्लिसमा र मैले नेपालीमा यो वचन भन्न गइरहेको छु अनि जब परमेश्वरले भन्नुभएको छ अन्य त्यहाँ दिनहरू यस्तो हुन्छ जुन दिनमा सबै भाषाको मानिसहरू चाहिँ एकै ठाउँमा बसेर परमेश्वरको महिमा गर्नेछन् अनि आज यो झलक चाहिँ हाम्रो यो मण्डलीमा हामीले देख्न पाएका छौँ अनि त्यसको एउटा सानो भाग चाहिँ आज हामी गर्दैछौँ अनि यो समय विशेष गरी उहाँहरूले चाहिँ हामी नेपाली भाषा बोल्नेहरूलाई एकदमै प्राथमिकता दिनुभएर चाहिँ उहाँले मलाई मसँगै उहाँसँगै प्रचार गर्न मलाई उहाँले निमन्त्रणा गर्नुभयो म उहाँले जे भनेको त्यही ट्रान्सलेसन त गर्दिनँ किनकि एकदमै लामो हुन्छ तर म यो प्यासेजलाई बुझेर चाहिँ म नेपाली भाषामा प्रचार गर्छु अनि उहाँले एक दुई मिनट र मैले एक दुई मिनट पालै पालो गरेर हामी आजको वचनलाई अगाडि बढाउनेछौँ र नेपाली भाषामा प्रचार गर्दाखेरि उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ इङ्ग्लिस भाषा बोल्ने मानिसलाई चाहिँ तपाईँहरूको मनमनमा प्रार्थना गर्नुहोस् र त्यसै गरी जब इङ्ग्लिस भाषामा प्रचार हुन्छ नेपाली भाषा बोल्ने मान्छे तपाईँहरूको मनमनमा प्रार्थना गर्नुहोस्
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God brought peace and order to the primordial chaos of the world. And then God created his masterpiece to rule over the creation, human beings. God said that humans were very good and they were created in his image to have a unique relation with himself. But so the story goes, human beings turned to their own way and chose a way of destruction rather than a way of bliss and prosperity and fellowship with their creator. Since the time of this cataclysmic event when human beings turned away from God, their creator, God has been on the move, enacting a master plan, enacting a plan to restore the creation to its original intention. But God's plan of salvation to restore the creation to its original intention defies our expectations. Rather than manipulate human beings back into shape through military power and coercion, God chose a man very randomly out of the land of Ur, whose name was Abraham. And Abraham was the vehicle through which God chose to save the world from its course towards destruction. God promised that through Abraham's descendants, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Abraham's family was God's chosen vehicle to bring about new creation on planet Earth.
हामीहरू सबैलाई विशेष गरी यो उत्पत्तिको घटना थाहा छ होला अनि सुरुमा परमेश्वरले स्वर्ग र पृथ्वीलाई बनाउनु भयो र त्यस पछाडि परमेश्वरले सबै कुरा बनाउनु भएपछि मानिसलाई सातौँ दिनमा छैटौँ दिनमा बनाउनु भयो जब मानिसलाई परमेश्वरले बनाउनु भइसके पछाडि मानिसले परमेश्वरको आज्ञा उल्लङ्घन गरेर चाहिँ उहाँले आफ्नै तरिकाले जिउने उहाँले विचार गर्नुभयो र परमेश्वरदेखि मानिस टाढा भयो जब परमेश्वरदेखि मानिस टाढा भयो र त्यो जब परमेश्वरदेखि मानिस टाढा भइसके पछाडि मानिसले उसको मनमा जे कुरो आउँछ अनि उसलाई जे कुरो राम्रो लाग्छ त्यही कुरो गर्न थाल्यो र परमेश्वर र मानिसको बिचमा धेरै ठुलो सम्बन्ध लामो भयो. त्यस पछाडि परमेश्वरले त्यो कुरालाई चुप्पो लाएर उहाँले हेरिरहनु भएन. परमेश्वरले फेरि त्यो सम्बन्धलाई कसरी फेरि एकै ठाउँमा मिलाउन सकिन्छ भनेर उहाँले विचार गर्नुभयो र त्यसको विचारको सिलसिलामा परमेश्वरले एउटा व्यक्ति जुन जसको नाम चाहिँ आब्राम जसलाई चाहिँ उर भन्ने ठाउँबाट उहाँले त्यो परमेश्वर र मानिससँगको सम्बन्धलाई फेरि पुनर्मिलाप ल्याउँछ अनि परमेश्वरले आब्रामको र उहाँको परिवारलाई चाहिँ छान्नुभयो ताकि त्यो आब्रामको परिवार र त्यो देशले चाहिँ कुनै उहाँको आफ्नै शक्तिमा कुनै बन्दुक गोलीगठ्ठाबाट नभइकन परमेश्वरको इच्छा अनुसार अनि मानिसहरूलाई र त्यो देशहरूलाई परमेश्वरले जुन प्रकारले सुरुमा सृष्टि गर्नुभएको थियो त्यही प्रकारकोमा फेरि फर्काउन परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आब्रामको परिवारलाई आब्राम र उहाँको परिवारलाई चाहिँ चुन्नुभयो.
God made a promise to Abraham's family, a promise to give him land, numerous descendants, and that through these descendants, they would be a blessing to all of the nations of the world. Abraham proved himself to be faithful, a faithful patriarch of the Jewish nation. But like every family, Abraham's family fell into trouble and dysfunction. So much dysfunction, in fact, that they wound up slaves in the empire of Egypt. After 400 years of service to the Egyptian empire, God's chosen family, Abraham's family, began to cry out to their God for mercy. Exodus 2:24 says that God heard the groanings of Abraham's family, and he remembered his covenant that he made with Abraham. The cries of Abraham's family ascended to God, which led to a major intervention. The radical liberation of Abraham's family from Egypt, led by God's appointed leader, Moses. Moses guided Abraham's descendants out of Egypt into the wilderness. But at this point in the story, the identity of Abraham's descendants was lost after 400 years living under the shadow and domination of Egypt. They had no identity. They essentially forgot who they were. They were crushed as a people. It is in this moment of despair that Yahweh calls Moses to the top of a mountain to deliver instructions to Moses about how Abraham's family was to become a visible sign to the world that Yahweh would bring about new creation. God gave Moses these laws as a set of covenant laws that would give Abraham's family a national identity, a way of life, and a radical visibility to the world that cried out, "We are Yahweh's own possession." We call this event on Mount Sinai the Mosaic Covenant.
तपाईले आब्रामलाई हामी विश्वासको पिता पनि भनेर भन्छौ हैन त अनि तपाईले त्यहाँ विशेष गरी प्रस्थानको पुस्तकमा पढ्नु भने आब्रामले चाहिँ आफ्नै छोरालाई चाहिँ आफ्नै एकमात्र छोरालाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरको आज्ञालाई मानेर चाहिँ उले उहाँले चाहिँ के भन्छ बलि दिन त्यहाँ लगेको छ त्यसकारणले आब्रामलाई चाहिँ के भन्छ विश्वासको पिता भनेर भन्छौँ तर परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आब्रामलाई चाहिँ विशेष गरी 400 वर्षसम्म उहाँको आफ्नो मानिसहरू त्यो जुन दासत्वमा परेको मानिसहरूलाई चाहिँ छुटकारा दिनको निम्ति परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आब्रामलाई छान्नुभयो. हामी एक्सोडस प्रस्थान 2:24 तपाईँहरूले पढ्नुभयो भने यहाँ के लेखेको छ भने परमेश्वरले तिनीहरूको सुकेरा सुन्नुभयो र आब्राम इसाक र याकुब सहित गर्नुभएको आफ्नो करार सम्झनुभयो. जब परमेश्वरले आब्रामलाई र उहाँको आब्रामलाई र उहाँको परिवारलाई र उहाँको त्यो के अरे त्यो इजिप्ट को जुन दासत्वमा परेको देशबाट छुटकारा लिनको निम्ति जब उहाँले छान्नुभयो त्यस पछाडि परमेश्वरले उहाँको जनताको त्यो सुस्केरालाई चाहिँ सुन्नुभयो र उहाँले उहाँमाथि बाँध्नुभएको करार सम्झनुभयो र परमेश्वरले आब्रामलाई चाहिँ यस्तो एउटा देश बनाउनको निम्ति उहाँले छान्नुभयो जुन देशले चाहिँ अरू देशहरूलाई पनि आशिष पुर्याउनेछ अनि त्यसलाई चाहिँ भन्ने छ एउटा मोसाको व्यवस्था जुन चाहिँ परमेश्वरले आब्रामको सन्तान र त्यो देशलाई आशिष दिनको निम्ति उहाँले परमेश्वरले आब्रामलाई छाड्नु भएको र परमेश्वरले अनि आब्रामसँग गर्नुभएको एउटा प्रतिज्ञा थियो.
When Moses ascended Mount Sinai, God called out to Moses saying this, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation." Deuteronomy 32 speaks of Yahweh acting like a mother eagle who protects her chicks under her wings or pushes them out of the nest and swoops down to catch them while teaching them how to fly. In the same way, Yahweh swoops down and rescues Abraham's family from Egypt. But now Yahweh needs to give the chicks instructions on how to fly. And flying for Israel meant to live out her vocation to bless and save the whole world. But in order to bless and save the whole world, Abraham's family needed to learn how to fly. And learning how to fly meant they needed to learn what it means to be like Yahweh.
हामीले प्रस्थान 19 4-6 मा तपाईले त्यहाँ पढ्नुभयो भने चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ मोसालाई त्यो सनाई माउन्टेनबाट चाहिँ बोलाउनु भएको छ. यसै लेखेको छ, मैले तिमीहरूलाई के गरेर तिमीहरूलाई कसरी गरुडका पखेटामा झैँ बोकेर म कहाँ ल्याए सो तिमीले देखेका छौ. अब यदि तिमीहरूले मेरा कुरा साँच्चै नै सुन्यौ र मेरो कुरा पालना गर्यौ भने समस्त जातिहरू मध्ये तिम्रो चाहिँ मेरो बहुमूल्य निज धन हुनेछौ. सारा पृथ्वी मेरै भए तापनि तिमीहरू मेरो निम्ति पुजारीको एक राज्य र एक पवित्र जाति हुनेछौ. इजरायललाई तैँले भन्नुपर्ने कुरा यही नै हो. जब परमेश्वरले आब्रामलाई छान्नु भएपछि आब्रामको सन्दर्भ मोसालाई परमेश्वरले छान्नुभयो. त्यहाँ चाहिँ जब मोसाले जब इजरायलहरूलाई त्यो दासत्वको देशबाट ल्याइसके पछाडि फेरि त्यहाँ परमेश्वरले मोसालाई तिमीले चाहिँ यो कुरो चाहिँ तिम्रो जनताहरूलाई भन्नुपर्ने छ भनेर भने चाहिँ के भनेको छ भने अब यदि तिमीहरूले मेरो कुरा सुन्यौ र मेरो कुरा पालना गर्यौ भने समस्त जातिहरूमध्ये तिमीहरूलाई मेरो बहुमूल्य निज धन हुनेछौ. सारा पृथ्वी मेरै भए तापनि तिमीहरूले मेरो निम्ति पुजारीको एक राज्य र एक पवित्र जाति हुनेछौ. इजरायलले नै तैँले भन्नुपर्ने कुरा यही नै हो. अब यहाँ चाहिँ विशेष गरी परमेश्वरले मोसालाई यदि तिम्रो देशतिर तिम्रो जनताले मबाट आशिष पाउनुपर्ने पाउनुपर्छ भने तिमीले चाहिँ यो कुरो चाहिँ तिम्रो जनतालाई सिकाउनु पर्छ, तिम्रो मानिसलाई सिकाउनु पर्छ भनेर परमेश्वरले चाहिँ मोसालाई यहाँ भनिरहेको छ.
The Ten Commandments lie at the very heart of Israel's identity throughout the Old Testament. In a certain sense, the rest of the rules in the Old Testament are just commentary on the Ten Commandments. So often in our modern context, we think of the Ten Commandments as a legalistic set of rules to make our lives more boring. Or maybe, perhaps, we think of that rather dated movie that is played every year with Charlton Heston. It is critical, though, that we recognize here that no early Jew considered the Ten Commandments a curse or a set of rules to make our lives more boring. Nor did they think of the Ten Commandments as a dated movie. Rather, the Law of Moses was a gift from God to give Israel its own unique shape, identity, and vocation in the world. The Ten Commandments were meant to give Abraham's family a national identity, to form them into a visible image of God to the world. As the psalmist writes, "Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it day and night. For Israel, the law is a gift from God to help the community of God be like its creator." The Ten Commandments were meant to be lived out corporately in community to make a contrast between Israel and the other neighboring nations. Indeed, Israel was to be a contrast society, a unique society with a unique vocation to be like Yahweh. These Ten Commandments were Israel's instructions on how to fly. But in order to learn how to fly, you have to be pushed out of the nest into the world of lived reality where God's ways are often in stark contrast with humans' ways. But like a mother eagle who swoops down to take care of her chicks, Yahweh is ready to liberate, rescue, and empower his people to be a serving nation that will change the world rather than a ruling nation like an empire.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ विशेष गरी परमेश्वरले मसालाई अनि टेन कमान्डमेन्ट्सको बारेमा चाहिँ बताउनु भएको छ. अनि धेरैचोटि अहिले यो समयमा मानिसहरूले विशेष गरी यो टेन कमान्डमेन्ट 10 आज्ञालाई चाहिँ मानिसहरूले कतिपय अवस्थामा विभिन्न कारणले मन पराउँदैन एकदमै यो कडा छ भनेर तर परमेश्वरले यहाँ विशेष यो इजरायलहरूलाई मोसाबाट टेन कमान्डमेन्ट दस आज्ञा दिनुको मेन कारण चाहिँ जसरी एउटा मानिसले वा एउटा देशले अरू देशलाई आशिष पुर्याउनु पर्छ त्यसको निम्ति त्यो मानिस या त्यो देश कुनै सत्यतामा चाहिँ के गर्नुपर्छ उभिनु पर्दछ अनि त्यही कारणले चाहिँ परमेश्वरले यहाँ दस आज्ञा चाहिँ अनि इजरायललाई मोसाबाट दिएको छ अनि यो दस आज्ञा चाहिँ कुनै एउटा चलचित्र जस्तो होइन त्यो चाहिँ हामीले प्रत्येक दिन हाम्रो जीवनमा लागू पर्ने कुरा हो हामी जब चलचित्र हेर्छौँ एकछिन हेरेर अर्को दिन बिर्सौँ तर दस आज्ञा चाहिँ हाम्रो जीवनमा हामीले लागू गर्नुपर्दछ अनि यहाँ अर्को कुरो परमेश्वरले के पनि कुरा यहाँ बताएको छ भने जब परमेश्वरले यो दस आज्ञा दिइसकेपछि जब राष्ट्रलाई आशिष दिनुहुन्छ अनि त्यो आशिषले चाहिँ त्यो आशिष पाएको देशले चाहिँ अरू देशलाई चाहिँ कसरी भन्ने यो इम्पायरलाई के भन्छ नेपालीमा आई डोन्ट नो हाउ टु से इम्पायर इन नेपाली एनिवे बुझ्नुहुन्छ नि है इम्पायर भनेको तर परमेश्वरले चाहिँ त्यो एउटा एकदमै कडा शासकले जस्तो त्यो अरू देशलाई शासन गरेको होइन तर जब परमेश्वरले जसरी हामीलाई प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ त्यसरी पनि आफ्नो छरछिमेकलाई र अरू देशलाई आशिष पुर्याउनुको निम्ति चाहिँ परमेश्वरले यो इजरायललाई दस आज्ञा यहाँ दिएको छ कि जहाँ कि यो राष्ट्रले चाहिँ इजरायल राष्ट्रले चाहिँ अरू देशलाई पनि आशिष पुर्याउन सकेको होस्
It's important to recognize that the Ten Commandments are given in the context of Israel's liberation from Egypt. At the beginning of the Ten Commandments, they open with reference to God's rescuing of Israel out of the land of Egypt, literally from the house of slavery. Yahweh's liberation of Israel's of Abraham's family from Egypt is the motivating factor for obeying the Ten Commandments. It is because of Israel's liberation from Egypt that Israel is motivated to take these commandments seriously. This is why we spend so much time in the church and also in Jewish traditions remembering these stories. When we remember these stories together, they empower us to continue to take these commandments seriously. The commands themselves touch on a surprisingly wide breadth of daily life. Politically, Israel is to be known for its radical allegiance to one God, the creator of the world. Weekly, Israel is to be known for taking a day of rest on the Sabbath in accord with God's creational design. Familially, in terms of families, Israel was to be a people who honored parents and the family nucleus. The health and vitality of each Israelite family was critical to dynamically bringing about God's promise to literally bless the whole world through Abraham's family. This promise that God made to Abraham's family literally depended on the health of the family nucleus in Israelite society. Economically, Israel is to be a people who did not covet its neighbor's possessions. Publicly, Israel is to be a people who did not murder or bear false witness against neighbors. And sexually, Israel is to be a people who practiced faithful obedience in marriage. Together, the Ten Commandments were the constitution for God's holy nation. They are the set of instructions that teach Israel its vocation to be a holy, visible nation to the world.
Basically, the 10 आज्ञालाई हामीले बुझ्ने पाराले परमेश्वरले यो के को निम्ति चाहिँ 10 आज्ञा इजरायललाई दिनुभयो अनि यो यो पोलिटिकली भन्नुपर्दा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ उहाँको शक्ति जुन परमेश्वरले आशिष दिइसकेपछि पाउने देशले पाउने आशिष चाहिँ अरू मानिसहरूलाई अरू संसारलाई अरू देशलाई आशिष पुर्याउनको निम्ति दिनुभएको थियो अनि यो हप्ता पछि चाहिँ परमेश्वरले कुन हिसाबले एउटा सृष्टिलाई सृष्टि गर्नुभएको थियो त्यसलाई सम्झिराख्नको निम्ति र परमेश्वरलाई महिमा दिन राख्नको निम्ति चाहिँ त्यो दस आज्ञा चाहिँ इजरायललाई दिएको थियो अनि परिवार रूपमा चाहिँ आफ्नो बालबच्चाले आफ्नो अभिभावकहरूलाई आफ्नो आफन्तलाई आदर गर्ने र परमेश्वरको सत्यतालाई बुझेर अनि परमेश्वरले कसरी आब्रामको फ्यामिलीलाई एउटा आशिषको फ्यामिली बनाउनु भयो र त्यसै गरी परमेश्वरले कसरी हामीलाई हाम्रो परिवारलाई आशिषको फ्यामिली बनाउनु हुन्छ भनेर चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ इजरायललाई दस आज्ञा दिनुभएको थियो अनि आर्थिक हिसाबमा परमेश्वरले चाहिँ इजरायलहरूलाई आर्थिक रूपमा त्यो 10 आज्ञा दिनको मेन उद्देश्य चाहिँ अरू देशको धन सम्पत्तिलाई लालचा गर्ने होइन, आफूसँग जे छ त्यसैमै सन्तुष्ट भएर चाहिँ अरू देशको मान अरू देशकोलाई आदर गर्ने र आफूसँग भएको कुरा अरू देशलाई सहायता गरेर चाहिँ परमेश्वरको आशिष पुर्याउने। अनि सामुदायिक हिसाबमा चाहिँ परमेश्वरले इजरायल दिनुभएको आज्ञाको मेन अर्थ चाहिँ मानिसहरूलाई बिना कारण सजाय नदिने, नमार्ने अनि उनीहरूलाई समस्यामा नपार्नको निम्ति दिनुभएको थियो। अनि यो यो भावनात्मक रूपमा यो सम्पर्कको हिसाबमा चाहिँ अनि परमेश्वरको सत्यतामा चाहिँ आज्ञाकारी हुनको निम्ति र उहाँलाई महिमा दिनको निम्ति चाहिँ परमेश्वरले चाहिँ यो 10 आज्ञा इजरायललाई दिनुभएको थियो।
The Ten Commandments are God's instructions to Israel to teach it how to fly, to teach it how to be the saved and saving nation that will bring about new creation in every nation of the world. So often we Christians think that Jesus came to found the church, but we forget that there already was a church, Abraham's family, Israel. The Ten Commandments are given to give shape and identity to Abraham's family. It transformed them into a kingdom, a priestly kingdom, a holy nation. It gave them visibility in the world. But much like Israel, we followers of Jesus too are a holy nation, a priestly kingdom. Even the word church in the Greek comes from the Roman terminology for a political assembly, the ecclesia. Karl Barth put it this way, the ecclesia, the church, exists. It is set up in the world as a new sign which is radically dissimilar to the world's own manner and which contradicts the world in a way that is full of promise. The author of 1 Peter put it this way, but you, the people of God, followers of Jesus, Living Water Community Church, are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We followers of King Jesus are a royal priesthood, a holy kingdom here in our neighborhood. Like our ancestors, we are a serving nation rather than a ruling empire. Jesus said that the whole law of Moses can be summed up in these two commands, love God and love your neighbor. Some people like to call this the Jesus Creed, and this was not meant to be just some sort of inward spiritual discipline. Rather, it was meant to be something that was lived out in real life. But to live the Jesus Creed, we need to learn how to fly. And flying for us here at Living Water is going to mean jumping out of the nest again and again and again. It is going to mean experimenting with what it looks like to be a holy nation, a priestly kingdom made up of peoples from all sorts of different ethnic, racial, socioeconomic, and theological backgrounds. It is going to mean praying the prayer, God, make us into a new creation. But one thing we can strive to do is to come back week after week and tell these stories afresh. Tell them again to remind one another what it looks like to follow Jesus together, even in the middle of our diversity. So as we go forth today, I want to encourage us not to think of the Ten Commandments as a legalistic set of rules to make our lives more boring, but rather they are a gift from God to us as a holy kingdom, a priestly nation. They are a set of instructions that teach us how to fly, a set of instructions that give us our vocation in the world, a set of instructions that give us shape and visibility to our neighbors in a way that is full of promise. Amen.
Amen. अनि अन्तिममा विशेष गरी परमेश्वरले इजरायललाई दिनुभएको यो विशेष 10 आज्ञा चाहिँ उहाँलाई तपाईँहरू त्यो इजरायल कसरी उड्नुपर्छ र कसरी एउटा अरू राष्ट्रलाई बचाउने देश हुनुपर्छ भनेर चाहिँ परमेश्वरले इजरायललाई 10 आज्ञा दिनुभएको थियो। अनि त्यसै गरी यसु ख्रिस्टले पनि हामीलाई हाम्रो यो हाम्रो समुदायलाई कसरी प्रेम गर्न सकिन्छ र हाम्रो वरिपरि रहेका हाम्रो दाजुभाइ हाम्रो छरछिमेक जुनले प्रभुलाई चिनेको छैन हामी उहाँलाई कसरी प्रेम गर्नुपर्छ कसरी उहाँलाई प्रभुको बारेमा बताउनुपर्छ भन्न सिकाउनको निम्ति हामीले पनि परमेश्वरबाट हामी कसरी पहिला उड्न सक्छौँ जसरी परमेश्वरले इजरायललाई 10 आज्ञा दिएर उहाँलाई एउटा सुसज्जित बनाउनु भएको थियो भने यसु ख्रिस्टले पनि त्यही गर्न हाम्रो जीवनमा चाहनुहुन्छ। जसरी एक पत्रुस 2:9-10 लेखेको छ, तर तिमीहरू त चुनिएका वंश राजकीय पुजारी गिरी पवित्र जाति परमेश्वरका निजी प्रजा हौ, उहाँले तिमीलाई अन्धकारदेखि उहाँका उद्योगको ज्योतिमा ल्याउनुभयो ताकि तिमीहरू उहाँका आश्चर्यपूर्ण कार्यको घोषणा गर्न सक। एकपल्ट तिमीहरू प्रजा थिएनौ तर अब तिमीहरू परमेश्वरका प्रजा भएका छौ एकपल्ट तिमीहरूले कृपा पाएका थियौ अब तिमीहरूले कृपा पाएका थिएनौ तर तिमीहरूले कृपा पाएका छौ हेर्नुहोस् है त परमेश्वरले हामीलाई चाहिँ अँध्यारोबाट उज्यालोमा ल्याउनु भएको छ र उहाँले हामीलाई उहाँको राजकीय पुजारीगिरी र परमेश्वरको उहाँकै प्रजा हुने अधिकार दिनुभएको छ र हामीले एक प्रकार कृपा पाएका थिएनौँ अब हामीले कृपा पाएका छौँ अब त्यसो भने हाम्रो यो लिभिङ वाटर मण्डली अब हामी के गर्ने त हामीले यो दस आज्ञालाई एउटा हाम्रो जीवनमा हो यो त एकदमै कडा रहेछ म यो लागू गर्न सक्दिनँ भनेर त्यसमै रुमा लिने कि तर परमेश्वरले हामीलाई दिनुभएको यो महान पद के भन्नु यो आशिषलाई चाहिँ उपयोग गरेर चाहिँ हाम्रो समुदायमा हाम्रो छर छेकमा परमेश्वरको यो आशिषलाई ज्योतिलाई लाने त्यो काम चाहिँ आज हाम्रो हातमा छ आज हाम्रो अगाडि छ र म तपाईँलाई के उत्साह दिन चाहन्छु भने तपाईँहरू पहिला जसरी परमेश्वरले इजरायललाई दस आज्ञाबाट एउटा उड्न सिकाउनु भएको जसरी अरू राष्ट्रलाई तपाईँहरू परमेश्वरले अरू राष्ट्रलाई बचाउनको निम्ति आशिष दिनको निम्ति दस आज्ञा दिन त्यसरी येशु ख्रीष्टले पनि हामीलाई उहाँको राजकीय पुजारीगिरी अनि पवित्र जाति बनाउनु भएको छ उहाँले हामीलाई अन्धकारदेखि उज्यालोमा ल्याउनु भएको छ उहाँले आफ्नै प्रजा उहाँले बनाउनु भएको छ त्यसो भने हामी पनि अब अरू मानिसलाई आशिष दिनको निम्ति हामी तयारी हुनुपर्दछ त्यो हामीले सिक्नु पर्दछ अनि यही कुरा चाहिँ आजको वचनबाट म तपाईँलाई उत्साह दिन चाहन्छु आमेन
Thank you, Amos and Drew, Danibat. As we have heard from God through the words of these our brothers, we take a few minutes of silence to listen to God in silence. As we open a time of sharing together, I want to ask George to come forward. He's going to share a prayer request from our brother, Mike Benson, and lead us in prayer for him and his family.
Tim Peoples was also going to join me, but he wasn't able to be here today. Some of you may remember about 3 years ago, a controversy came about at Burr Oak Cemetery. The name Emmett Till may ring a bell, and sort of the history of how our nation has been divided by race. Emmett was buried at Burr Oak Cemetery, and it became apparent that his body had actually been moved. And then that unraveled to a situation where it was found out that a lot of the bodies that had been buried at Bird Oaks had been discarded, actually. And the part of that is that that is a cemetery where African Americans could be buried in the Chicago area. And it turns out that Mike Benson's mother was buried there. So Tim and I have spent the past 2 years with our brother Mike kind of praying over that situation. I have learned how we as a people refuse to cherish the dignity of another's life. That happened in a couple ways. One is the fact that it happened, period. That here we permitted these bones of our brothers and sisters to be discarded. But more than that, the reaction in the white community to a large extent was not dead silence, but not much of a noise. And our African-American brothers and sisters were enraged. They were at the cemetery praying, consecrating that holy ground. For these are the folks that God has created. So Mike asked us to pray this morning, particularly because his family is gathering at his mother's grave. It turns out that her bones were not removed, and that was a real blessing. But just the recognition as well that for many of the families, that's not the case. Just a minute, John. So we want to, they're gathering this morning to actually pray over the gravesite to kind of, or yesterday and today, to consecrate it, to remember their mother, to name the ways in which God spoke through her life and into their own lives. When she was buried some almost 20 years, 15, 20 years ago, the family was torn apart. And there was a lot of emotion, a lot of anger about that. And so Mike is asking us to join him in prayer this morning to consecrate Corrine Benson and to name her life as good and right in the eyes of God. The other part of that is that his extended family, there was a teenage boy who died this past week. And so this has been a part of the history of Mike's family, where there's been this tension. And so we want to be praying for also the Baker family. But I want to be very clear about keeping that distinct from our prayer for Mike's mother. So it's going to feel a bit awkward, but this is what we're called to be, an awkward people. So let's go ahead and pray. Right. We prayed for Ted yesterday. And one of the scriptures that Tim and Mike and I read the last time we were at Corrine's grave was a bit of 139, Psalm 139. So I just want to read that as a part of our prayer together. Thou knowest me right and well. My frame was not hidden from thee. When I was being made in secret, intricately wrought in the depths of the earth, thy eyes beheld my unformed substance. In thy book were written every one of them. The days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are thy thoughts, O God, and how vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. And so, Lord, we know well that you are the one who breathed life into Corrine Benson. You are the one, O Lord, who carried her forth in a time when others could not. You are the one, Lord, who breathed life into her womb to bring forth the life of her children. And so it is by your name, O Lord God, that this day we call forth her memory and the goodness of your life through her, O God. We pray for Mike and for his siblings that they will name the very ways in which you have cared for them through Corrine. The deep faith that our brother shares and is rooted in, O Lord, is the fruit of that. And so as he stands before his family, O God, yesterday and today, he stands as a man of God. He wears the mantle of faith. Lord, have mercy on the Benson family, God. And as much, Lord, we pray for the Baker family and the loss of a nephew and a brother and a son. We know you as a God who can bring light into darkness, and we pray, O Lord God, for your light to shine into this dark time for the Baker family. That they would call out your name, O Lord Jesus, and allow themselves to be gathered in to this holy place, to your kingdom here on earth, to share the heart of a God who weeps over life that is taken before its time. May they know that you weep as they weep, O Lord God, and you grieve as they grieve, and yet there is the sunrise, and there is the brilliance of a sun. May they find their way, O God, to the radiance of your sun. In your mercy. Amen.
Thank you, George. I'd like to ask James to come forward, if you would. I haven't asked you before, but we've got a new principal at Kilmer, and we wanted to pray for him, and I wanted to ask James to pray for the principal at Kilmer. Is that okay? Thank you.
Maybe bow our heads in prayer. Dear God, we thank you that you have called us to be your own people, to be your nation, and that you've called us to a new purpose in Jesus, to be like him in our nature, in our everyday dealings. And in this calling, we recognize that we live in this world. We have children who go to schools, different schools, dear God, and they have their own set of education. In this situation, dear God, we pray for all the schools that serve this nation and our children, and we pray that you bless these schools, the education, the techniques of education, the resources and the sources they have to train the minds and hearts and wills of these children, our children, and help them build a character that is worthy of you and that ultimately brings praise. We also pray for the leaders of these schools, especially pray for Kilmer, dear God, where many of our children in this community, they go there and attend. We pray for the, especially for the principal, new principal who has been appointed here at Kilmer, that you lead him and guide him and empower him and give him a wisdom that is directed by your spirit and your wisdom so that he may do the things that are pleasing to you and pleasing in everyone's sight, especially that bring a blessing to our children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
My name is Kristen Jackson. I'm the equipping pastor of Living Water Community Church, and I have a few announcements about the life of our congregation. First of all, today in 15 minutes, 5 minutes after the service is over, we will be having a congregational meeting. That's all right. But everybody else who can stay, stay for the meeting. We're going to be talking about two things at our meeting. We're going to be talking about our church's annual budget. We'd like you to know. We will. We'd like you to know our budget plan for this year. Actually, our fiscal year normally begins in July, but because of our pastoral search process, we decided to postpone our budget process for a couple of months, which is why we're doing it a little late this year. And then in 2 weeks, on November 13, we're going to be voting on that budget. So right now, we just want you to be informed about the budget, ask whatever questions you have, if there's changes last minute that we need to make sure that it's reflecting our desires as a congregation and what we sense God has for us. We'll make those changes, and then we'll vote in 2 weeks. Next Sunday, there will be a potluck immediately after the service. Please bring some food to share, and we'll all eat together. During the potluck, if you're interested in talking about our plans for the season of Advent, we'll have one of the tables. The people that would like to talk about Advent will all kind of gather together and talk about our worship services for those 4 weeks before Christmas. So please join us. And then 2 weeks from now, we have kind of a big weekend around our congregation. There's a few things that are going on. The On Earth Peace Ministry of Reconciliation, which we've asked to come and help our congregation make decisions and move forward in our understanding of who we are and what our goals are and how we do leadership and make decisions. That facilitation team is going to be visiting us November 11, 12, and 13. And so today, they've invited us. Anybody who would like to meet with them, we'll be having. You can sign up for a time, either Friday night or else sometime on Saturday, to meet in a small group with them to share your reflections about how your experiences at Living Water and the things that you'd like to see happen in the future here. So you can sign up today. You can also sign up next week. You can also email the church office to sign up for a time to meet with them. They'll be here mostly on Saturday, November 12. So I hope that as many of you that would like to will be able to meet with them on one of those days. And then on November 13, as I said, we'll be having a congregational meeting where we'll be voting on the budget. We're also going to be having a congregational photo on that day. So everybody right after the service, we'll all get together probably right here, and we'll take a picture of us that we can put on our website and we can put on our bulletin board and remember who we are here in 2011. And then finally, also on November 13 at 6 p.m., we're going to be having a baby shower for Drew and Dana's coming little straightlet. We hope you can all come for that. Thank you.
As Jeremy comes up to give the benediction for our time together, one last announcement is that next Sunday, if anybody, we're going to be celebrating All Souls Day. and All Saints Day, and as a congregation. And so if there's anything like a memento or something that you would like to bring in as a remembrance of someone that you know who has passed away, there'll be an opportunity to participate in the service in a special way with those things.
I haven't been able to come for a while because I've been going through a lot of emotional stress, and unfortunately, abuse is not ending in my life, but God is here, and God has blessed me, and I'm still here. I've had a recent past 2 weeks, my car tires have been slashed, and I don't know why. And I'm just asking for prayer because my health is not so good either. And I try not to think about it, and I am being strong. But the holidays are coming. I think about my kids that I can't see anymore. And all these emotional memories coming back. And last week also celebrated 37 years when I lost my mom due to cancer. And I've been on my own ever since, and I've been through too much for one person. So I just ask for strength and prayer, if you please.
If you would just extend your hand toward Anita so that we can ask for the Spirit to come and comfort her right now. Lord Jesus, we lift to you our sister Anita, and we hear that the burdens that she has are too heavy for her to carry on her own. And so, Jesus, we ask that you would stand with her and be with her, and that she would know that you love her and know her and know every one of the things that is so painful in her life right now, and that you are carrying those things with her and for her, and that you, Emmanuel, God with us, are with her today and tonight and tomorrow and every day this week, that, Lord Jesus, you are there. You will never leave her or forsake her. And all of these things that are so painful, the abuse and the loss of people that she loves, the hard things like having her tires slashed, that you're there and you grieve those things and you weep with her. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
I invite you all to stand with me as I read this benediction. May the seed of Christ's word, planted and watered by the Holy Spirit, find root and grow in your hearts. May the seed of the church, planted and watered by God in this congregation, find root and grow in this neighborhood. Amen. Go to love and serve the Lord this week, and invite you all to stay for the congregational meeting.
Turn this on. If you have a child that, and you would like to stay for the congregational meeting, but obviously your child needs to be someplace, four of our high schoolers have volunteered to care for the children whose parents will be in the meeting. They'll be back in the red room playing games with the kids. You can just bring your children back there, and our four teens will be caring for them during the congregational meeting. Thank you.